You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. You're listening to episode 117 of the Time Hackers Podcast as we continue our productive routine series. And today I'm going to teach you the super easy two-step email routine that will leave you having inbox zero every single day in 30 minutes or less. All right, guys, this is it. I'm about to share with you my super easy, amazing blueprint for having inbox zero every single day, and it takes 30 minutes or less. So let's dive right in. So the very first thing that I want you to do is to set the last 25 minutes of your day for email handling. Like, put it on your calendar. The last 25 minutes of your working day are dedicated to email. This is where you're going to be handling your email, answering it, archiving it, whatever it is. This is where you handle your email once a day. Now, all the rest of the day, outside of this time slot that is dedicated for email handling, I want you to be able to check your email as often as possible. You can look at your inbox every single second if you wanted to, but the only thing that you're able to do is either to archive it or just to look at the title. You can't open an email, you can't read it, you can't reply to it. You can only look at the list of the emails that you have in your inbox, and you can only archive them. Now, what does this create? A, because you can always check your inbox, you know what's going on. So if something really urgent comes in, yes, you can answer in the middle of the day outside of your email time. But think about it this way. The fact that you truly can, and the fact that you need to decide if this email is truly urgent and if something is going to go terribly wrong if you don't answer it right away, this makes you think of which emails that you're answering are truly critical. And the fact that you're just thinking about it will make you realize how most of the emails that you're getting are really not, and they can wait for their 25 minutes of email handling time by the end of the day. So you're on top of things, you don't answer most of them, you can archive them, you always know what awaits you. Then you have 25 minutes. Now, why 25? Why not 45? Why not 15? 25 minutes has been proven for all my students to work the best way to handle everything that you had in your inbox today. So you reach inbox zero by the end of every single day. You know that everything is handled. You know that you're on top of everything. And this allows you to actually learn how to respond faster, how to become a better delegator. Because if you have only 25 minutes, Parkinson's law will kick in and it will remind you that you really can't start, you know, flaring around and reading articles about stuff. You really need to focus on what you're doing. Sometimes emails that we receive require deeper investigation. We need to check something. We need to do something. These are not the emails that you're going to be handling within these 25 minutes. No, these are the emails that you're going to tag with the appropriate projects that they belong to. And then when you prioritize the tasks from this project, you will prioritize whatever tasks that you have in this email that are related to the project. So basically, you know everything that's going on. You have a great to-do list. You finish all your inbox by the end of the day. You always have inbox zero by the end of the day. You use Parkinson's law to answer faster, to the point, which will make you a better responder, a better delegator, a better businessman or woman, and will make other people respect you because you won't waste their time because you don't have enough time to write long letters and long answers to them. And you stay on top of things and you don't have this itch of, oh my God, I have no idea what's going on in my inbox, because you actually can check it how many times you wish during the day. I actually wrote a blog post about this method and it completely went viral. Like, people exploded over this. This has helped thousands of people aside from my students over the years. So this actually works. Like, it's not me saying it. There's social proof, guys. Everyone who tried it says that it has been working wonders for them. So If you want to download my PDF, which also has a decision-making tool that will help you decide if the email that you just got is truly urgent, remember how we talked about it, that you actually need to decide if you're answering this email outside of your email handling time and you need to decide if it's urgent? Well, I created a decision-making tool that will decide this for you. Will help you decide this. How cool is that? So if you want to download it completely free, head over to imjulie.com/email and you'll just hit it there. You'll be able to download it. It's all good fun. So in our next episode, I'm going to be sharing experiences from PodMob and cool things that I've learned and stuff that I want to tell you about. So stay tuned for that. Till next time, keep calm and hack time.